Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
Good day. Welcome, everybody. Greetings wherever you are on the planet Earth. You're tuned in, you're listening to the one and only Luna Lounge with myself, Israel Adjozie. If you are tuning in, if you are listening to this show for the first time, it's a show which tends to be more astrologically orientated. It's astrologically centered. Although I do try to rope in other things. Not that I talk much about it, but I will be, and I should be, numerology, tarot. Well, we do tarot card of the week. That'll be later on in the show. Philosophy, esotericism, everything. Psychology, it's all a part of the show. So welcome to the show. We're going to be here for the next hour discussing. I'm also live every Wednesday from 12:30 p.m. UK time, that is. I am live. It's a live show. So welcome. As we're going to be having people joining in. I'm live on Facebook. I'm live on Instagram. And I'm also live on YouTube. So welcome to the people who have joined me. I can see the comments here. So yeah, shout out to Lexi. She's already shouting me out. Wagwan. So yeah, shout out to Lexi. Thanks a lot for joining me here. Seems like you're the first one in the room. You're the only one in the room so far. I believe people are listening on the Instagram. Let me actually just check that I'm actually on Instagram. Yes, I am. I certainly am. Live and direct. So welcome to all of you folks here on Instagram as well. I'll be seeing you. Shout out to Pamela also joining us here on the YouTube. I want to big up every single body who downloads this podcast, who listens to the podcast. By the way, I'm available on all podcast platforms, Spotify, Google, Apple, Amazon, you name it, I am there. And just to also mention, not to forget, this show is brought to you by the one and only Magic Mind. Go get your Magic Mind. It's always, whether you're listening on the YouTube channel or whether you're listening on the podcast platform, Spotify, all of that, the details are below. You do get a discount code, so do go and get your discount code. Make sure you get that. So, yes, feeling mentally fatigued, feeling a bit low on energy, and you want something au natural, go get this. Trust me. Like I used to say, I used to drink the whole bottle before, but now I just like half. You know, it's a little bottle. It's just like a, you know, and you just like take a shot of it, and it gets you going. Trust me. The mind's like, don't drink this before going to bed, whatever you do. You want to be drinking this first thing in the morning when you get up. Especially for those of you who go to gym, exercising, or go for your daily walks. Definitely, that's the place where you want to be. Magic Mind. So go get your thing. Discount code will be in the details. It's on there on the YouTube. As soon as I upload, when I finish the show, I upload the show. The details are there. But if you're listening on the podcast, the details are there also as well. So welcome to the show. Shout out Miss Johnson, who also joined me here on the Instagram. YouTube. Looks like it's YouTube. But there's a few people here again on the Instagram. Shout out to Mason. Shout out to Geraldine. Welcome to the show. And I'm sure people will be coming in. What is the weather like where you are? Shout out to Faye. How are you doing? Skies are looking kind of blue. It's kind of warm over here in London, UK. Looking kind of warm. Look like it's going to be a bit of a warm day. It was a bit chilly this morning. So I put on this, you know, I know many of you may be thinking it's a bit thick, but it's not as thick as it looks, you know. So, but I may be taking it off because I'm feeling the heat. I'm sure by the time I finish this show, it is going to get hot. I will be bringing up the chart of the moment. We're looking at, this month has finished, hasn't it? Technically speaking. So we're going to be looking at the month of September. What is the month of September looking like? What is the planetary alignments like? Competition time later on. I will be announcing the non-winner. No winner this week. Could you believe? But interesting answers, though, I must say. Tarot card of the week also as well. I'll be pulling that out towards the end of the show, letting us know what has the week got in store for us. For some reason, literally within the last hour, if that, I've just started getting clogged up. I may sneeze a bit through this show. Apologies, so I'm just letting you know. Let's see how it goes. Yes, shout out to Geraldine. How you doing? Great to have you here on board. So coolio. What has been happening? The summer holidays pretty much coming to an end. For those of you parents, your children are going back to school next week, right? For those of you who went on holiday, holiday's over. Back to work. You know, we've entered the Virgo season. And I suppose we could sort of like tie in the symbolism or the energies of the times with the particular zodiac signs. It's interesting that we're, again, you know, getting back to school, going back to work, finish the holiday from the Leo season to the Virgo season. And we know Virgo is very practical, very down to earth, very, you know, get the job done. It's the perfectionist, isn't it? So it's like we're having to employ that, right? So it's quite interesting. We're moving with that. The heavens do speak to us through the cycles and through the seasons and through the signs. So we are in that particular time of the year now. So all going back, holidays over. The tensions of the protests and the riots and all that kind of stuff, I did say it was going to die down. It seems like it has done down. Although I'm seeing little bits of splurts going on. They had the Nottingham Carnival also as well the other day. Did any of you go Sunday, Monday gone? Nottingham Carnival, biggest street carnival outside of... Is it? I think they say it's... I know it's the biggest in Europe. It's the second biggest in the world, I think, or third biggest. Is it bigger than Trinidad or Rio? I think it's this. I think Rio or Trinidad is going to be, you know. Quite interesting. I don't think how it could be bigger than Trinidad. Trinidad really know how to do a carnival, but you know it could be. Shout out to Tiffany over there in Memphis, Tennessee. Welcome to the show. So I'll be bringing up the chart of the moment. Let's be looking at where the planets are at. Let's be seeing what September has in store for us. Keep any questions that you may have coming or send them through, and let's see what we can do with that. What else did I want to discuss? What else has been happening? It's been a very busy month for me, and you know, Mercury's going direct, thank God. finally get some, you know, like I said, my astrology courses are pretty much all done, ready to go. But I'm launching them in September. But I've got a, like a whole new platform thing, you know, where I'm going to be uploading the recordings and live classes and how people can sign up and all this kind of stuff. So I'm just been doing all of that. Just to also let you know as well with my new astrology courses, you know, there's going to be 3 modules, but there's also opportunity for any of you people who want to maybe make a little bit of extra money. There's also going to be affiliate marketing. Okay, so you get affiliate marketing, so you have access to the affiliate marketing where you can, you know, people, you set up your account and everything's all done. You will have your affiliate code and you can give that affiliate code to people. And if anybody signs up, you make money. I think you make something about 20% of each, just under about like £200, like about £180 for each person who signs up. So for if you guys got connects or you know people who are interested in learning about astrology, wanted to do astrology, yeah, Philip Markin is going to be there. So it is what it is. Shout out to Florence. Shout out to Faye. Faye saying, yes, I went on Sunday. She's speaking about the carnival, of course. Was you liming? You know, was you doing all of that stuff? So yeah, it's quite interesting. But yeah, it is what it is. Shout out to Yvette, also joined as well. Good afternoon. I'm late. Just listen to my lunar return. Who did your lunar return? Jokes. Coolio. What else? I've got a number of other courses as well. People always say, you don't promote yourself. And I don't. I don't know why. I'm stopping that now. I'm going to start screaming it from the tallest building. Not that I'll do a good job of it, but who knows. But I've got a number of courses that are going to be starting from September. From astrology, of course. Astrology is the main one. It's more packed. It's more in-depth, of course. But I'm going to be doing tarot, numerology, palmistry. Face readings are also going to be coming up also as well. So there's a number of stuff. The palmistry face readings may start in more October, but hopefully towards the end, it's going to be a whole launch of just courses just really coming out at you. So from astrology to tarot, to numerology, to palmistry, to face readings, and any other stuff also as well. I do want to start doing some stuff maybe also on rituals as well, how you can enhance certain aspects of your life and things like that. So yeah, I'll see how that sort of like somewhat in the pipeline. But yeah, I'm busy. Lex is saying, been waiting years for the advanced tarot. You obviously ain't keeping eyes to the ground because I've actually done advanced. I'll throw that one back at you. But yeah, advanced tarot is also going to be coming as well. With the tarot, normally I just used to do it over a weekend, but I'm actually going to be spreading it out now. I'm going to actually be making it much more longer. So it's going to be running over a course of 2-3 months. So yeah. So I will be putting that up. You know, I put that in the group. I'm sure I did. But I'll be letting you know all about that, because there will be other ones as well, intermediate. With Tarot, Tarot's a bit funny. You don't really, I suppose you do have beginners, intermediate, and advanced. And I suppose the way I kind of had structured my Tarot courses before, in a way, we could say beginners and intermediate were kind of interwoven in a sense. I actually noticed that I was actually giving too much, even though I was calling it beginners. So I'm really going to start doing tarot like beginners, you know what I'm trying to say, and intermediate. So some of you who have actually done beginners with me are actually intermediate levels. You just may not know it, but you're actually intermediate level, because a lot of what I've shown you is stuff at the intermediate level. And then there's obviously the advanced. So that's what it is. So yeah. People are shouting at me in the group saying, no. it's all good. Shout out to Angela joining us here in the group. Happy belated birthday, that was the other day. That's what's going to be happening. So a whole barrage of courses coming. It's like just driving me. It's been really crazy with this Mercury retrograde. So hopefully over the course of the next week and starting to get things happening, and within the second week in September, third week in September, boom, we're looking to go. If you know anybody who also wants to, I'm going to be doing two introductions to astrology as well. They're going to be absolutely free, so anybody can come along. So if you know anybody, friends, family, whoever, who wants to come, skeptics who may be open, do let them know, and they can sign up to the free beginners, and then if they want to pursue or want to go on to doing the astrology course, I'll actually put if I can actually put it up, the email address. That's the website. Okay, no, all right, don't worry about that. I'll put the email address where they can send they can sign up to. I should have that already. I would have thought I would have had that somewhere here, but I'll put that in. No problem. I'll be letting you know all about that. Let's go to me stop rambling on, and let's go to the chart of the moment. And let's see what's happening. What's about to go down? Okay. Nose. I don't know what the hell is going on here, and why is it I'm suddenly getting clogged up? Okay, moon is in Cancer, people. We got a Cancerian moon. That's good. I like that. And as I'm saying that, I'm going to take a drink of water since I'm Cancer rising. Got that moon hovering around my ascendant right now. So we got a nice Cancerian moon. Yeah, doesn't get better than that, does it? Okay. Anywho, what else is going on? We can see Mercury here. I think he's the first one I do want to talk about. Mercury right now, see where I'm moving the cursor. He's got the S, which means stationary. So he's stationary, getting ready to go direct. So Mercury comes out of retrograde at some point today/tomorrow. And for me, I don't officially say he's gone direct. I say tomorrow he's officially going direct. But nevertheless, he's going direct. So do watch it during the course of today/tomorrow, because when Mercury is stationary means it's standing still. Nothing's moving. And these are really crucial times. So Mercury standing still will often manifest as stuff to do with travel, communication, all this stuff, standing still, not moving. So sometimes these are some of the times where you can even experience frustrating times with Mercury retrograde effects. These are the potent times when you will often indicate that it's stationary, and it's stationary moving forward. So there can be a change of direction. So what you may find is something seems to be going one way and all of a sudden the decisions change. You know, that's what you can get around this time with that. So do watch that. I was actually in an interview. I've had quite a number of interviews, which are to do with obviously my courses and because I'm just looking to work with various platforms and stuff. And I'm trying to find which is the best one for me and which is cost effective and, you know, that kind of stuff. So, you know, I've been, you know, talking about some demos and they're like, do you want to sign up now? And I'm like, hell no. I'll decide next week. You know what I mean? Let Mercury go direct and let's move a bit forward moving. But yeah, Coolio, Mercury is direct right now. So do watch what is happening during the course of today, tomorrow, with the Mercury stationary. And I mean, let me just put it on. I just want to see here at what point is Mercury going to go? Because he's stationary really through the day. You see, he's still stationed anyway to go direct tomorrow. That's tonight. Hold on, let's have a look. He's still stationed. So really, it's not until tomorrow, really. Look at that. He's still got the S. It's the black S. It's not the red one, but still. Look at that. When are you going to? Yeah, so it's really tomorrow, technically speaking, as far as I'm concerned, where we're having Mercury, you know. So let's make no mistake about it. The Mercury retrograde is still in effect, you know, on many levels. So let's keep an eye out for that. Okay, what else is happening here? Just checking up. I just want to check here on the... Okay, no, that's fine. It's fine. So what else is happening? Mars is at the tail end of Gemini. He's getting ready to... move into Cancer very soon. May cool him down a little bit. It's been a little bit fiery of lately. Been a little bit naughty. Naughty. And Venus is at the tail end of Virgo. So she's about to get ready to move into Libra. I think these are some of the bigger transits that we can perhaps be looking at. So... let's go on the days and let's see. Are there any important aspects at the moment? Not really. Nothing big. The Jupiter-Mars is separating. We've still got Jupiter square Saturn, which I spoke about last week. So that's bringing its restrictions, I guess. But there's not much really huge happening out there. Tomorrow, and then there we have it. So on the 30th of August, Venus will be moving into the sign of Libra, where she rules, of course. She rules the sign of Libra, so she's going to be happy there. Really, really good. A client of mine who wanted to get married, who came to me to do an electional, was actually aiming to get married in June, July. And I said, why do you want to do that? Mercury's retrograde. I didn't say that, but, you know, I was thinking, no. You know, how about September? Much better. You know, we've got Venus in Libra and can use that to elect the chart. And sure enough, I did. Got some really good dates. She's picked those dates. Venus will move into Libra. That's very, very good. Venus in Libra gives us opportunities for diplomacy, for peace, for justice, for balancing our lives, for pleasantness. great for social lives. You know, we can look forward to definitely the Venus in Libra. So that's going to be good. So that's from the 30th of October, which again brings us into that new energy into for the beginning of September. But what else do we have? Let's go to September. So September the 1st, Mercury will be moving direct. Venus is in Libra. So coolio. But before I just speak about that, let's just go back a bit to now. As I'm speaking to you right now, Venus is being is opposing Neptune. We've got a Venus-Neptune opposition. Now, this can be delusional in love. For those of you perhaps maybe embarking on new relationships at this precise moment, you want to be as pragmatic as possible, down to earth as possible, realistic as possible, because, you know, Venus Neptune can really, we can delude ourselves. We could buy into something that we thought it was one thing, but it's not. That is Venus Neptune. Also, guys, what I would also advocate is watch your money. Watch what you're buying over the course of the next couple of days. Watch how you're spending your money, because Venus, Neptune, again, disillusion, confusion. You thought it was this, but it was something else. You bought something, maybe you thought it was one size and you get something else. You get that with fashion, don't you? What's a size 10 in one shop is a size 8 or size 12 in another shop. You know, so those things kind of happen. So, yeah. But Venus, Neptune, we can be delusioned. It can also affect perhaps maybe perceptions of our relationship. For those of you in a relationship, you know, you may discover something that you thought was and turns out to be it wasn't, or vice versa. Those are the kinds of things which Venus, Neptune can bring about. So do be mindful, people, in terms of your money, how you're obsessing your values, because Venus is the planet of values, and the opposition to Neptune can sort of like delude us, you know, and, you know, living the world of fantasy. So, yeah. Somebody's asking me on Instagram or stating here, but Venus Neptune for buying theater. What's that? Theater or ops? Orops? What's Orops? Do you mean tickets? Specify, Mason. What do you mean? it can be that. I feel Venus Neptune can be really good for really going into that realm of fantasy. Perhaps it could be a good time to watch a nice romantic movie, perhaps. It can be good for that. Oh, costumes. Okay. I'd want to be careful with that one. Because again, we're buying clothes, right? I'd probably avoid it. I mean, it's only for the next couple of days. She's at the end of Virgo anyway. But there is an opposition with Venus that has been happening for the last 2-3 days and is going to be there for the next 2-3 days. So just watch what you're spending your money on. Okay. Yeah. Props. Geraldine is telling me props. What about props? Okay. I think it can be a good time for going to the theater, Venus Neptune. I think it can be really wonderful. It can access certain artistic or poetic or imaginary parts of ourselves. I think that's wonderful. But I'd just be careful for buying clothes, not the opposition. I'd do it on a trine or a conjunction, but not an opposition or a square. I wouldn't want to, you know, you buy something and then it's not what you thought it was. Look at what we started. Exactly. Props, prompts, orops. Costumes. So that's Venus Neptune, but it's only for the next couple of days. I mean, it's not No biggie. It'll be off. It'll be over after the next couple of days. Then Venus will move into Libra, of course. And then what? What starts to happen there? What planetary configurations? Let's go to September, like I said. Well, the thing is at the beginning of September, we're going to be having a new moon. I'll talk about that in a moment. But as the new moon is coming up, the opposition, there's going to be an opposition from Sun to Saturn. So we're going to be having a Sun-Saturn opposition. Now, Sun-Saturn opposition is really about, you know, you want to be structuring your life. You want to, it's all about organizing. Okay. And I think this is something that we do need at this particular time. You know, everybody coming back from holiday, going back to school, university, you know, getting our life in order, basically. I think this is a really good planetary alignment for that. Sun opposing Saturn. So, yep, we can take that on board. But then on the 3rd of September, on the 3rd of September, we're going to be having a new moon. It's going to be in the sign of Virgo. We've got a Virgo new moon. New moons are always about planting new things, initiating new things, starting new things. Shout out to Sister Afia. Great greetings, Hotep. Welcome to the show. Yeah, so new moons are really good for initiating new things. And it's in the sign of Virgo, right? Very earthy sign, very practical, very attention to detail. It's perfectionist. I mean, it's in a zodiac sign. That is about organizing. But the thing, what is striking with me is like, it's a new moon and it's got a Saturn attached to it because it's going to be opposing Saturn, right? It's going to be opposing Saturn. So Saturn has got a say in terms of how this new moon is. So whatever it is what we're planting, whatever it is that it needs some kind of structure, it needs some discipline, it needs something thorough, something solid, yeah, something that will last long. Saturn will give it longevity, so that's for sure. So that's what this new moon essentially is going to be about, you know, with the opposition to Saturn. So that's that's an interesting new moon. I would say this is a working new moon. You know, get back to work, get on it, get structured, get organized. We're planting new things in and around that, but it's a new moon nevertheless. So that's going to be on the 3rd of September. What else is happening? As the day goes on from the 3rd of September, then the Sun is going to be perfecting his opposition to Saturn. I think it's going to be quite interesting. So that's going to be perfected. On the 7th, 8th of September. 7th, 8th of September, we've got Saturn opposing, we've got Sun opposing Saturn. Now, energies may be slowed down. My advice to you around this time, make sure you're taking time, okay? Taking time to do things. You're structuring yourself, you're organizing, you're planning concretely, you're looking at long term. You're looking at longevity, structure, discipline. All of those things need to be put in place with Sun opposing Saturn. This could be a bit of a heavy time. We're likely going to hear of something to do with government, leaders, government officials, something in government or ruler, you know, people who quote-unquote rule parts of the society really come into the light during this particular time. So I think that's going to be quite interesting. 7th, 8th of September, we're going to have Sun opposing Saturn. And then after that, on the 9th of September, Mercury, who has just come out or is coming out right now as we speak, out of retrograde, is going to be entering back into his own sign of Virgo. Really good. Great for travel, great for trade, great for any kind of analytical activities, communication, and he's moving direct and he's going to be in his own sign. So that's really good. So we're getting that. So we've got Venus in Libra in our own sign, and we've got Mercury as well moving into his own sign on the 9th of September. Coolio, we will take that one. But then what starts to happen? There's a sextile between Mercury and Mars that starts building up. But before I want to, yeah, okay, I've spoke about the Sun, Saturn. Then what starts to happen is we get a sextile on the 11th of September. There's sort of like a build-up from the 10th of September, but more on the 11th of September. We get a sextile with Mercury and Mars. This can be stuff that favors travel, favors trade, favors all forms of communication, original thinking, initiating things to do with communication, maybe writing something, reading something, studying something, traveling somewhere, buying a new car, a new vehicle. This particular planetary configuration can be very, very auspicious, or is very auspicious, and can be heavily charged. This sextile between Mercury and Mars is exact on the 11th of September. So that looks good also as well. So we've got some really good energies there. So we'll take that. Then what starts to happen? Well, what starts to happen is we start to get a trine from Venus to Jupiter. Party time, people. Party, party, party. You know, that's what that's all about. Yeah, I'm really liking this because it's a good Venus, you see. So starting from about the 11th of September, well, really from the 10th, really, technically speaking, but let's say 11th of September, the trine between Venus and Jupiter starts to increase. It starts to build up. It's quite interesting. On the 13th of September, just to point out, I just noticed Friday the 13th. We've got a Friday the 13th coming up in September. So Friday the 13th of September, Venus, and it's a Friday, is going to be trining Jupiter. Single people, want to go out on any dates? That's a good one, I would suggest. You know, meeting somebody for the first time, going out on dates for the first time. That is a particular planetary configuration that I would highly recommend. You'll have a good time. You'll go to somewhere nice. You'll enjoy it. You'll really feel. But Venus, Jupiter is a very good aspect. It can be very good for monetary gains, monetary activities. Now, it can work both ways with Venus, Jupiter. What you can find with Venus, Jupiter is it can be a time where we're quite elaborate, quite loud, and quite extravagant in our spending, very hedonistic, very pleasure-seeking, in large amounts. Remember, anything to do with Jupiter is always about growth. It's always about doing things in a big way, in large amounts, abundance. Jupiter can sometimes be over-exaggerated. It can overdo. So Venus, Jupiter can overdo the pleasure department. So do be mindful that you're not overextending yourself with the Venus Jupiter, but can be very good for relationships, partnerships, can be great for social life, meeting up with friends, having a great time. So Friday the 13th really looks good. That really looks like a good weekend for sure. So definitely you want to be putting that in your pipe and smoking it for sure. It's going to be exact on the 14th of September, 15th of September is when Venus trine Jupiter is going to be exact. Yeah, on the 14th and on the 15th of September. It's really a great time. Okay, anything to do with relationships are favored during this time. Anything to do with money is also going to be, and like I said, it's both ways. You, spending your money, being extravagant, but can also allow you to perhaps maybe gain money or, you know, increase your resources or your talents in a particular way that brings something very nice and beautiful for you. So 15th of September is really good. We've got a really perfected Venus in Libra, strong Venus, trining Jupiter. So you want to take that one and you want to enjoy that one to the best of your ability. I've noticed something. And again, this has never happened to me since I've been doing this show. I've three times now with my phone, because I'm just checking to see whether I'm live on Instagram. It's coming up. We're having trouble with loading this live video. Please try again. And it keeps doing it and keeps doing it. I don't know if you guys who are on Instagram who are watching this, are you having the same thing? Or is it just me? Shout out to Core Crystals. Shout out to Mason. Shout out to MQ. Shout out to Wayne. Welcome to the show. Never happened to me. See, and that's what I'm talking about, that Mercury stationary right now. It's just standing still a little bit. Okay, it is what it is. Core Crystals is letting me know it keeps doing that, but I have to go out and come back in. So yeah, that's what is happening with my phone that I've noticing. So Mercury station. So if you're having any electrical, technical, machinery, telecommunications, computer, phone difficulties over the course of the next couple of days, that is the reason why. Mercury stationed. We got a stationed Mercury. So watch out for that. Wayne is letting me know. It's fine over here. I'm in Barbados. Yeah, thanks a lot. Rub it in. it would be fine in Barbados, wouldn't it? You know, you don't get better than that. You know, Barbados, don't rub that in, man. God, wish I could just book my ticket right now and join you. Woo! No, well done, Wayne. Hope you're having a good time. Enjoy. Although, I'm sure many of us who are listening to this envy your situation. Who wouldn't want to be in Barbados right about now? Sipping a pina colada on the beach, yeah? But do enjoy. 15th of September really looks good. It really does. Put that in your diaries, people. This can also be a great time. It's coming up to a full moon also as well. But this can also be a really wonderful time for, if you want to increase your finances in life, you want to improve on your... For those of you who may be in the line of businesses or are self-employed, you may want to be tapping into this energy here, right here. Put that one down in your diary. You want to be making a wish around that time. Really, I'm talking from the 10th of September to the 15th of September. Put that down in your diary. From the 10th of September to the 15th of September, very auspicious. We've got a nice planetary alignment with Venus trining Jupiter, especially on that 14th and 15th of September. Really good. We want to be tapping into that. We could really do with some of that energy. Having a nice time, because things, you know, many of us, you know, we've seen what's happening all around the world. Things are, you know, chaotic, you know. It's human nature. It's part of life, of course. But, you know, it's good to have a bit of a party. Why not? You know, have a good time. Okay. Shortly after that, we're going to have a full moon. Yeah, tell me about it, right? So we're going to be having a full moon on the 17th. Yeah, something like that. 18th. When is it going to be exact? I need to track this one down. And it's actually an eclipse, right? So we've got an eclipse coming up, people. Pay close attention. It's going to be on the 18th of September. It might be on the 17th for those of you in places like America, East Coast, West Coast. It will probably be on the 17th of September for you guys. But it's going to be on the 18th for us in Europe and Africa, eastward. It will more than likely be on the 18th. We got a full moon. It's going to be an eclipse. It's not a total eclipse. It's a partial eclipse, but it's an eclipse nevertheless, okay? Full moon in Pisces. That reminds me, for those of you in London, I am going to be part of a workshop which is taking place on the 15th. I repeat, on the 15th of September. It's just an afternoon of yoga, sound bowl healing, and I'm going to be doing a presentation on astrology. So if any of you are interested, I will speak more about it next week. But actually, let me just give you the details now if you are interested. I believe it's £20, something there and about. It's going to be at 6 p.m. in the evening. It's going to be on the 15th of September. That's a good day, 15th, because that's the day Venus is trining Jupiter. That's really good. So it's equinox and full moon energy, okay? Equinox and full moon energy workshop, and it's aligning mind, body, and spirit. And it's an afternoon of yoga, sand ball healing, and astrology. Do come along. There's going to be little bites there. I'm going to be doing a little thing with the tarot there. So everybody who comes gets to sort of like pick a tarot card, let you know what you've got in store for you for the new equinox season, what it is that you can be looking forward to. The location, it's going to be in London. It might be online as well. It might be online as well. I'll keep you up to date with that. I'll let you know about that next week. But it might be online as well, so it could be hybrid. So you could have access to it also online as well. The location is at Soma Space, number 3, Honor Oak, London, postcode SE231DX. I repeat that again for any of you guys who are in London, Southeast London in particular. The location is at Soma Space, number 3, Honor Oak Park. Honor Oak, you know what Honor Oak is? It's near Honor Oak Station. It's about a couple of minutes walk from Honor Oak Station. So number 3, Honor Oak Park, London, postcode SE231DX. So send me an email if you're interested or if you want to register, and I'll put you down. I believe the fee is £20. It's £20. Spaces are very limited. And I mean very limited. I'm not just saying it to try and make the sales. As a matter of fact, there may not be many tickets left. I think there are about 5 left, if served correctly. So you want to get on it. Contact me. You can email me at sacredplanets@gmail.com. sacredplanets@gmail.com, and I will put you down. So that's if you're in London, but it's likely also to be online as well. So I may be able to stream it so you can join in also as well. Yeah, looks good. So that's for the 15th of September. And that will be for the full moon and also the equinox. So that's the purpose behind that. Mason is saying in the States, 17th. Yeah, well, if I'm streaming it, no matter where you are, you'll be able to plug in. I think I'm gonna leave the I'm gonna leave this here on this full moon, 18th of September. Next week, we shall look at the whole of September. But this is quite a good full moon. It's a powerful one. It's an eclipse, like I said. So put that down in your diaries. 18th of September, we've got a full moon eclipse. Yeah, or lunar eclipse in the sign of Pisces. Okay? It's quite interesting because it's a full moon and it's in Pisces. And Pisces is the last of the zodiac sign. And the full moon is to do with endings. So this full moon is really about cleansing. It's really about healing. It's really about forgiveness. It's really about letting go. It's about offloading. And you want to offload, and it's a perfect full moon to offload, and you offload so that you can start and create a new reality to your life with the equinox, which will be 3-4 days after this full moon. Okay? So you want to be tapping. So this is going to be on the 18th of September. Neptune is also involved in this full moon as well. Neptune, we know, again, he can bring the fog, but he can also cleanse. He can also heal. He can purify. And that's what we want. We want purification. So this is a purification full moon. And like I said, with the advert that I just read, or the workshop that I'm going to be involved in also as well, it's really in alignment with that. So yeah, so let's bear that one in mind. What else? And Venus is still going to be trining Jupiter at that point, but it's just going to be fading a little bit. So yeah. I think I'm gonna leave that there. So you kind of got the update of the first couple of weeks in September, what to look out for. Like I just said, so you know, we've got the new moon, it's involving Saturn, we've got Venus trining Jupiter. I think that's a real big one. We've got Mercury sextiling Mars, Coolio. It looks quite good. Also, with this full moon, the sun is also going to be trining Uranus. Well, that's a good as well. I'll talk more about that one next week as well. So, yeah. So that's the cosmic news for today. Not too much in it, but at least you get the idea of what is happening in the heavens, right? Over the course of the next couple of weeks. Where are we at? It's that time of the week. It's competition time. Now, it was very interesting. I was up last night at midnight, and I actually saw the email come through. It was like, wow. Bang on. As soon as I saw it come, I was like, what time is it? Midnight. So I actually stayed up and witnessed. The email actually came through. Michelle brought it in, and she's in America. But yeah, I suppose what 5 hours difference? What would it been? About seven p.m. your time. But yeah, coolio. But interesting. The question I asked last week was what planet rules bees that get together and collect pollen from the flowers and create honey and blah, 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 blah. And it's quite interesting. No winner. But nice timing, Michelle, Christian also as well, all at midnight. Michelle beat you, you know, Christian. I don't know, must have been a few seconds. I actually saw her email come in. I was literally on my phone doing some bits and pieces, and it came in like boom. I was like, oh, here we go. Okay. So Michelle said Mercury rules bees. Yeah, you said Mercury also as well. There was only two people who actually came in this one. I don't know. Anyway, both wrong. Why did you pick Mercury though? I wonder why. Mercury. I would have thought, you know, okay. The planet that rules bees. Da da da. Queen Bee. Venus is the planet that rules bees. So yeah. So I'll be presenting another question. Venus is the planet that rules bees. Oh, what workers? Okay, that's what it was, Michelle. I get you. There is a little thing there. I was wondering why did it? Because there is something a bit mercurial about bees, I guess. No, I didn't say queen. I just said bees. But I just thought, you know, put a two together. A beehive is run by the queen. I mean, yeah, it's full of workers and they're all working for the queen. They produce honey, which is sweet, Venus. So I thought you'd put two and two together. Venus, man. But no, nice try. Fair enough. It's all good. I forgot the question. I actually had a question, a particular question. Oh, God, what was it? Oh, God, it slipped my mind. What is the question for this week? Because I had it all laid out, you know. It's actually a very interesting one. What was the question again? I was going to ask. I forgot. I can't remember. losing it. Too much stuff on my mind. Oh, God. I'll have to think of one or try and think of the original one. What that was. It was another planet one. God, what was it gonna be? You know when something's just there, but it's not? Brain's frozen. Mercury's stationary, and it's like, yeah. Affecting my mind stationary-wise as well. I had the question, you know. I had it all laid out, what I was going to ask. Oh, God, what was it again? Oh, God, I'm going to have to think of this question. Or I'm going to have to think of a new one. What was the question? What planet rules? What was it? Oh, God, I can't. It's there, but it's gone. I can't believe this. It's madness. Can't believe Mercury's doing this to me. What was the question? What planet rules? What was it again? Jesus Christ. Oh, God. Sister Staff is saying I felt that feeling most of last week. Yeah. No, that's a madness. I can't believe that. I had the question. I just had it. And I should have, you know what it is? You see, that's a lesson right there. I should have wrote it down. But I had the question in terms of what I was going to ask. By the way, while I'm actually thinking about that, let me put the email address on the screen. People, I ask a question. When I ask a question, it's the first person who answers me next week, Wednesday at midnight, UK time. Yeah? First person who inboxes me. The email address to send the answer, although I'm still trying to scramble what's the question for this week. But the email address where you send the answer is there on your screens as you can see it right now, thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. For those of you who listen to the recording, that's it right there. It's thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. For those of you listening via the audio or download the podcast and listen to it also as well. But my brain has totally frozen. Just as Mercury is stationary, it's like my mind's just gone stationary also as well. So, yeah. Fenway saying purification. Yes. Yeah. We need a bit of purification. Why not? I try to say the alphabet and feel what letter it starts with when I'm forgetting anything. Core crystals. Thanks a lot for that. I may try that one. But I think it might be just better to just write it down. Yeah, I think it's just better to just write it down. Okay, I think it's coming to me now. because I remember the planet that rules it. Okay, so what was the question? Oh, my God, what is the question? It's coming. There's something there. This is it. I got it. It's come back. Thanks a lot, Mercury. Right. So the question is very simple. What planet rules hospitality? What planet rules hospitality? Okay. So first person who inboxes me gets £30. It's for next week, Wednesday. Wednesday morning. So I'm talking Tuesday midnight / Wednesday morning. Yeah, because I get people sending me some funny stuff, right? So Wednesday midnight. So I announce it on the show that day. First person who inboxes me, thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. What planet rules hospitality? Yeah? Did you all get that? What planet rules hospitality? So that's what it's all about. So get it all in there. It is what it is. First person who inboxes me gets 30 Skrilla, man. Can buy you a bottle of wine. Not much, but hey, something. So that's the competition for this week. What planet rules hospitality? That just went missing, I tell you. Anyhow, where are we now? It's competition time. It's tarot card of the week. See, I'm losing my mind. tarot card of the week. That was competition time just gone. Right. Shuffling the cards. Let's see what the tarot card of the week essentially is about. And I got places to go, people to see, meetings to attend. I think I'm just going to cut the cards. And let's see what card of the week is going to be. Let's do an early split. What's the card? Queen of Wands. So we'll take that one. Queen of Wands is the card of this week. What is the advice? What is the guidance? People, take back your power. Claim your power. Okay? Be at the center of attention how and where it is that you need to be. Okay? Feel your confidence. This is a Leo card. This is a card about confidence. This is a card about strength, inner strength, outer strength, mental strength. This is what it is. And we need to claim that power. When I say power can come in so many different places. It could be in the area of work. It could be to do with your money. It could be to do with your relationships. It could be to do with your career. There's so many different ways, but this card is telling us that we need to take that center stage and not be afraid. Initiate what we need to initiate. Command what we need to command in our lives. And this is what the Queen of Wands essentially is about. So people, get in there, get with the Queen of Wands. Also look for that powerful feminine energy. Any powerful women around you, mother, sister, aunt, partner, that is that type of, individual that you want to be connecting with. But this is what it's all about. It's all about owning your power, being creative, coming out in the way that you need to. That is what we need to be doing over the course of the next week. Build your confidence, work on your confidence, okay? Don't be afraid to be in the limelight. That's what it's all about. Do what it is that you need to do. That is what the Queen is asking of us, okay? Be confident. Be powerful. Because you are confident. You are powerful. That is what it's about. So that is this week. Coming to the end of the show, I want to thank each and every single one of you who have participated here on the live, whether it's on the Instagram, whether it's Facebook, whether it's YouTube. Thank you all for all joining me. I'll be back again with you again next week. I haven't done the Sunday show for a while. I am going to be bringing it back. I don't know how I'm going to be bringing it back because I'm just running so many courses. You know, like I said, courses are all starting in September. For those of you who want to take esoteric / psycho-spiritual knowledge to that next level, keep up to date. You can all go to my website. I can put that on the screen also as well. If you're not part of, so that's it there on the screen at the bottom there, www.sacredplanets.com or www.sacredplanets.co.uk. Either way, you come. You can sign up to my newsletter. As the moment you go onto the website, the newsletter box will drop. Put your email in so you get all the updates, promotions, because I'm going to be running quite a few promotions and discounts and maybe giving you some, you know, discount coupons and stuff like that so you can access it. Also affiliate marketing as well. For those of you who may have a good network or you're good at networking, you want to earn a bit of extra money. It's not all about the money, but, you know, if you have any people who are interested in learning astrology, tarot, all of those kinds of things, hope it may not be totally ready next week, but there will be something in place next week, actually. But definitely will be the week after, definitely. I wanted to wait for that new moon energy. So next week it should have the ball rolling, but in 2 weeks' time it should be there. So I'll be launching it, be telling you about the affiliate marketing. It gives you a chance you'll have a code and the money will go straight into your bank account. You link it with your bank account, and anybody who signs up through you, you get, with the astrology courses, you near enough about like just under £200 for each person who signs up to the astrology classes. So yeah, keeping it all on point. And for those of you who perhaps maybe want to take up astrology, you know, I suggest you do start from the beginning, because there's going to be so much information that's there. And it's not because I'm just trying to make more money from you, but do the first module before you jump onto the second intermediate module and advanced module also as well. There's also quizzes available for you. You'll also be part of a WhatsApp group also as well. There's going to be live weekly classes. You're going to have access to the recordings. So yeah, all of it, it's all going to be there. So going on that journey. Anyhow, I'm done for today. Enough of me yapping. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for your support. I'll be with you again, same time, same place next week, right here at the one and only Luna Lounge. So on that note, people, I am going to be off. Have a great week. Do behave.
Yeah. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
Speaking with you and joining with you again, same time, same place next week. On that note, stay safe.
Welcome.
Be good.
To the Luna Lounge.
And I am out. Thank you very much.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.